Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking again to Dr. Steve Wellum about his new Systematic Theology, Volume 1. We've been working our way through now, recently, Part 2 of the book, dealing with God's revelation. We've spoken of his general revelation in the created order and human consciousness and so on, and we've begun now to address the subject of special revelation in Scripture. We've discussed that in broad ways. We will get to it later in more specific ways, dealing specifically with the doctrine of inspiration and how the Scripture itself teaches that. We'll talk about the doctrine of inerrancy and infallibility and so on. But broadly, with the doctrine of the historic doctrine of Scripture in view, we're going to pursue the rest of chapter 7 now, where Dr. Wellum takes us through contrasting views, the liberal view and then the neo-orthodox view as well. So let's start with the liberal view. And here I'm jumping to the end of the chapter. But I'd like to highlight it here before we move on to Bart and so on. So contrast the liberal view of Scripture with the received understanding of the church.
Yeah, so what I try to do is to give sort of some kind of spectrum of different ways that people who have identified with Christian theology broadly, right? So obviously, as we get to the liberal view, I'm not going to see them as part of historic Christianity, but they see themselves as part of the church, and they try to argue their particular view. And the spectrum is not giving every single viewpoint, but it's trying to give sort of a broad sense that people fit into these broader categories. I mean, you have to try to do that to get your, sure, you know, people to think in terms of the material. So if we work from, you know, I think the historic view of Scripture, right? The received view, sort of the passed on view. That was a term that I picked up from Kevin Van Hooser years ago, where he spoke of the received view, you know, referring to the tradition. You know, we think of what Scripture says, God says, and we picked that up last time, right? So there is now an identity, a strong relationship, a direct relationship, an identity relationship between the human authors, their books, that's Scripture, and God's revelation to us. So what God says is through those human authors. What the human authors say is what God wants written and thus bears authority and so on. So there's a direct relationship between the human writings and what God says. In the liberal view, I think the best way to see it is that there is no direct relationship, right? It's you know, you have the human documents that are produced, and people vary on their explanation here, but they come out of the religious communities, and you have all the liberal scholarship that from the past, I mean, the history of religion school. So Israel, you know, is an evolved religion that comes out of polytheism and henotheism and monotheism. And then you have all the critical theories of, you know, how the Pentateuch is put together and that. But ultimately, the Old Testament, what we know, the Old Testament, the New Testament comes out of the religious community of Israel as they experience God and have some kind of religious sense of the noumenal or something like that. And then the same with the church. And of course, their experience that of Jesus. And of course, then you have the whole quest for the historical Jesus and who's the Jesus of history and so on. But these books are produced by the religious communities. It comes up from them. And somehow, depending upon the liberals' view of God, somehow God is involved somewhat. And mostly it's, you know, through some kind of either evolutionary sense, or, you know, they often today liberal views of God are panentheistic. So God and the world are sort of intertwined, and he's sort of luring the world and directing, sort of, not even directing is too strong, is sort of, you know, luring them towards what they're doing, and they're having the experience and they're writing about the experience. But in the end, the Scripture is human. I mean, totally human. It doesn't bear divine authority. You don't say God is now speaking to us through this text. And so what results from a liberal view is that you see yourself in continuity with Israel and church and the religious communities of the past, but the Scripture is read in terms of some kind of extra textual scheme outside of Scripture, whether that be philosophy, science, religious experience, psychology, whatever. And the Bible's now squeezed within that framework. And so you have canon within a canon. You read what's authoritative for you is if it fits with your religious experience or fits with some kind of extra textual scheme. So, evolution now is a given. So, I'll take the story of the Bible as a mythological presentation of how God sort of created the world, but I don't believe it actually happened, right? So its truthfulness is gone. Its reliability is gone. It's not God's direct speech to us. That would be the liberal view, which, runs rampant in many of our mainline churches and this type of thing.